Now, we're live. Hi, Carissa.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Cool. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today on the Market Made Easy with the Maxwell Group at Bloomtree Realty. Today, we're going to talk about an interesting little topic.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about for sale by owner.
Yes.
And what an interesting, it's an interesting topic, I think, to hear come from the perspective of real estate professionals. Mm-hmm. And I think you actually might hear some things that you don't expect today.
I think so too. I think that there's a lot of realtors out there that just have like a one-liner or maybe a couple of pieces of information to share when talking to for sale by owners. And I think that there's not enough education around the subject for sellers who are kind of making that decision or kind of going through their pros and cons of using a listing agent versus using themselves.
Yeah, going at it alone.
Going it alone, or even using like Congress Realty, which is like a discount
like a limited
brokerage
service type of
a la carte.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely a lot out there to choose from right now.
Yeah. So, you know, the typical real estate sales model involves a property owner hiring a realtor or a real estate agent to market their property on their behalf. And in exchange, once that marketing effort has procured a buyer, a commission is paid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of your typical setup. But as we've seen some time go on, we're seeing quite a few folks attempting to go at it on their own and doing a for sale by owner and cutting at least one, if not two, of the real estate agents out of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it can work. You know, everyone, I think, knows that person who's like, I did it myself and it went fine.
Yeah, I mean, some FSBOs do work. I mean, if it didn't work, then nobody would do them.
True.
So,
you know, and they think, oh, I can save all this money, you know, by not hiring a real estate professional to market my property, to handle all of the legalities and the process of of selling a home. And while it is true, you can do that. It is doable. By and large, it's not in your best interest to do it that way.
See, and I think that there are the outliers out there that get it done. But usually it's because it's the best house in the neighborhood. It's, you know.
Yeah, they've got the easy slam dunk sale. And I think you put it correctly when you said they're outliers.
They're outliers. Like, you know, they have all of the boxes checked for that buyer that's looking for that house in that neighborhood. They've been searching for a long time and they see that go on to Zillow or into the, you know, the newsletter, whatever their neighborhood newsletter
is. Whatever website they happen to be perusing at the time.
Yeah.
And it just works out.
Sometimes.
You know, the buyer is extremely qualified or they have cash and everything is just smooth as whipped butter.
Yeah. And I'm always just thinking about all the other people out there that puts their house on for sale by owner and it sits. Because just by and large, they're up against a stacked deck.
Absolutely. Because other homes, similar homes, are just they're being marketed more. They're being marketed better.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a huge difference. Marketing matters when it comes to selling any high dollar piece of inventory, whether it be high end camera or computer equipment. That's high dollar stuff. And guess what? It's all sold by agents, for lack of a better term, places, you know, that have professionals in charge of moving the product. And homes are very similar to that. It's a piece of property that's being sold for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Having a professional in your corner makes a difference.
Well,
sometimes.
I mean, if you're for sale by owner, then you're not on the MLS, which means that you're in a secondary market.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even the market. It's a smaller secondary pool of people that look at you as a last resort.
because yeah, they've searched for everything else, and maybe your home fits the bill.
Yeah, and you know, I think that there's invisibility as a for sale by owner, because as a real estate agent, we use the MLS as our Bible. It's what we go to get all of our information. And we know that when we see something on the MLS, it's going to have a commission attached to that. And we know that we're going to be dealing with other real estate professionals on the other side. Now, there is one exception to that, and that is Congress Realty.
Yeah, and these there's a few of them. There's these limited service brokerages, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which basically for either a flat fee or a very low fee, they'll put your home in the MLS, and then the rest of the negotiating, you know, all of that is left up to you as the homeowner.
As the seller, that's right. And there's no marketing attached to that. It's just that your listing with your pictures that you take,
yeah,
get put into the MLS, and then you basically are acting as an agent almost.
In a lot of ways. You're acting on your own behalf. I think a large piece of the value that agents bring to the table is we have to know what we're doing, or we can get in a lot of trouble and lose our livelihood, you know, if we act mm-hmm. in a manner that's not becoming of our profession. An individual homeowner doesn't have that responsibility, nor should they. Because they haven't gone through, you know, the education. And I know a lot of people, you know, they're like, well, it's pretty easy to get a real estate license. That's not entirely untrue.
Well, it's for debate, though.
Yeah. You know, there's quite a few in our profession who think that the bar of entry should be set a little bit higher than it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the thing is there's accountability there. Because mm-hmm. once you've gone through the school, once you've passed the test, once you're actively practicing real estate as a profession, you don't have the option of saying, well, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a huge thing. You have somebody who is trained to not make the mistakes that happen. You know, in Arizona, our real estate contract for a purchase, was it 320 something lines?
Mm-hmm.
And a person I respect very much said, you know, every one of those lines in that contract represents a time that somebody got sued and lost. And so they added to the contract to clarify the language, to clarify the process. And that's something that your everyday homeowner just simply doesn't have at their disposal.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's just more liability on the seller.
Yeah.
And when you use a real estate agent to help sell your home, they have insurance, yes. E&O policy. So the liability gets pushed on.
What does E&O stand for everybody?
Errors and omissions.
Yeah. So that means we are human and we sometimes do make mistakes, and we have insurance to help cover our clients in the event that we make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, you know, if you're looking at it from the buyer perspective, that's something that a seller on their own simply doesn't have.
No, they don't even know. And I'm not saying this is all sellers, because there are some very savvy sellers out there that have done this before.
Even former agents have gone on to let their license lapse and go mm-hmm. on to do a lot of for sale by owner mm-hmm. business.
Yeah, I think that in general, though, we're talking about the first-time seller, or, you know, the person that's, you know, thinks they know how to do it, or they're at least going to try to start out to try to see if they can get that offer in. And I think that they don't go in really thinking about what they're really getting into, because they don't know, and they don't ask the right questions to make the best decision possible. I think that also one thing I want to mention is that when you have a buffer between you and the buyer, that makes all the difference in actually getting the house to close, getting yes. it from contract acceptance all the way to the close, and either protecting your negotiating position by having an advocate in your realtor, and having that on your side, actually protects you and your proceeds. And if you don't have that, either the buyer pushes you and you end up losing more money because you're afraid to say no, or you are too aggressive with them and they walk away because they don't think they're getting a fair deal. And there's a lot of emotion if it's a direct sale between you and the buyer, because you may have attachments to the things that they may not like. And true. So there's that buffer between the buyer and the seller really does help keep that escrow in play and protects your proceeds, protects it from, you know, from falling out of escrow. That's a huge part of it.
Well, and the fact is that we're, you know, people in the real estate profession, we're trained negotiators, you know, a lot of the time, not everyone. Again, not all agents are created equal. Just like not all home sellers are created equal, mm-hmm. you know? So there's no broad brush in which to paint everybody. But the fact is that, you know, somebody like myself, who I spent 13 years negotiating contracts of various types.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a trained negotiator when it comes to contracts. Now, maybe you are as a home seller. But that's such a huge part. You know, we all, I think everyone's been in that situation. Maybe they're trying to sell something on Craigslist or, you know, the newer, you know, Facebook marketplace. And man, it's been available for sale for quite a while and you're just sick of looking at the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody comes in with a ridiculously low offer and you're like, you know what? I'm just tired of having to deal with this, of having to look at this, of having to answer all the messages that come in about this stupid item. Sure, take it, you know? And that's where we come in to help protect you as a homeowner. And that's what our job is. I think that a lot of people aren't very familiar with the concept of what our job as real estate agents is. And that's to provide a fiduciary relationship between home sellers and home buyers. You know, when we're working for you as your listing agent, we are bound by law to protect your interests above all other interests, including our own.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going for sale by owner, you simply don't have that layer of protection.
Well, and I think one of the things I want to talk about when it comes to these discount brokerages where they just charge a flat fee, I mean, I think the saying is you get what you pay for. You know, you're dealing with hundreds of thousands of dollars and you can't expect 5-star quality restaurant service if you choose to go to a McDonald's. Like yeah. you get what you pay for.
Absolutely.
So you can't expect your agent to answer the phone at all hours, make sure that everything is handled. You don't have to worry about a single thing. I mean, it is seamless. And expect to pay a flat fee and expect that kind of service. You get what you pay for.
Yeah, and there's not a ton of these flat fee brokerages. And the places I'm talking about are companies like Open Door and Purple mm-hmm. Bricks that in larger markets have become, you know, more and more prevalent, but these guys are getting paid about 30 grand a year.
Mm-hmm.
So just over minimum wage to handle your most important investment in your life.
Yeah.
I mean, like the largest investment that most people make in their entire lives is the place that they live. I'm not going to hand that off to a Walmart employee.
Well,
you know, to a Walmart checker, for example, you know, and, mm-hmm. and it's nothing against them. It's just, that's not their wheelhouse. That's not what they do. And so I'm not going to trust somebody who doesn't have that kind of skin in the game with the most important and largest investment I will make likely in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that people just don't think about it like that because they think that the house will sell itself, that it's their pride and joy. They've done all these improvements to it.
And they've made memories.
And they've made memories there.
It becomes more emotional.
Yeah.
Than it is physical.
Yeah, absolutely. And they think that if they discount the house a little bit, even if they say, okay, I'm just going to lower my house to a lower number that would be the listing agent's commission. So I'm going to lower it by that amount. And that's going to be the difference between somebody coming in and, coming into that negotiating position and they're going to see that, and it's going to be fair like that, and that you're going to save money by doing that. It's usually not enough to actually come out on top most of the time, because you're not fresh up on your negotiating skills. You end up losing money, or you end up having to jump through 100 hoops just to make the same money you would have made when you had two professionals working to make sure that that happens seamlessly, and you have somebody who's your advocate in the whole process. So I think that it needs to be considered.
100% agree. And there's, according to statistics from, the National Association of Realtors, on average, again, there can be success stories, and there's obviously giant failures when it comes to for sale by owners. But for sale by owner homes statistically sell for about 11% less than homes sold by real estate agents. So you're giving up 11% of your home's equity to save, on average. Again, we don't, there is no standard commission for a home sale, but, around 6%. So you're losing an additional 5 to 6% on average.
Yeah.
By saving all this money.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
And again, that doesn't even begin to introduce the legal pitfalls that having, a team of professionals can help you avoid in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So I do think that it seems attractive, though. And I think there's a lot of people that just need to ask the right questions, because it could be the right thing for you. I think I want to reiterate that
it absolutely could.
Could totally be the right move for you. I just think it's important that you consult a realtor before you make a decision like that. I think it's important for you to have somebody who can walk you through that and have somebody who's just trying to help you make that decision. And of course, they're going to want to convince you to list the house, but
our job.
That's your job. I mean, that's our job, but yeah. I think you have to have somebody who is going to be objective about it and who's just going to try to help you get to your goal in the best way possible. And I think, if you have an agent who's been in the business a long time, if they don't get your listing right away, that's okay. We're going to try to be as objective as possible and, help you make the best decision. And if it is to try to sell yourself, we're going to support you in that.
So I actually have had listing appointments myself where at the end of our interaction, the best move was for that particular person to go at it by themselves. Mm-hmm. Because of the process that they wanted to go through. Mm-hmm. And the fun fact about that is that about 3 months later, every single time, we ended up listing the house and selling it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, and I also want to talk about, the people that offer the 3% to a buyer agent.
Yeah.
Because from a buyer agent's perspective, they are going to take them into that house. They're going to have you sign something that says that if this buyer decides to submit an offer, that you're going to pay them a percentage, a commission. What happens in that situation in a buyer agent's mind is they are thinking, oh, goody, I get to do 2 times the work for half the money.
A lot of times, yeah. And that's what it comes down to, because
so excited about
as,
that.
As much as the documentation all says that the seller is now unrepresented in the transaction, the fact is that any realtor worth their salt is not going to allow something bad to happen in that transaction because they're protecting their client. Mm-hmm. Their client just happens to be the buyer, but we end up having to help the seller do certain things and get through certain things to make sure that our actual client is happy at the end of the transaction.
Right. And so I think that seller doesn't go into it thinking that they're getting that kind of service, but
no,
they
but
are.
They end up getting it anyway.
They do. But
in a very limited capacity, mm-hmm. you know, if it comes down to, you know, something that's actually going to be a detriment to my client and I'm working with a for sale by owner, please believe my client's going to walk away unscathed mm-hmm. if I have anything to do about it, mm-hmm. because that's my job. Mm-hmm. Because I'm working for that buyer. I'm not working for the seller in that situation. As a buyer's agent, my job is to make sure that I get my client the best possible deal on a home and protect them throughout the entire process. Mm-hmm. I have no loyalty to the seller. Mm-hmm. None. So while, yes, I'm going to communicate with that for sale by owner, what they need to do to make sure that we get through the process, there's literally no incentive to make sure that it's done in a way that's disadvantageous to my client.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's the case. I think it just makes it causes the buyer agent to, even though we can't steer them away from that house, if the buyer wants it, we're going to go for it. But what I think is important to know is that if there are 8 houses available that are listed with agents, and then we have this one house that's for sale by owner, and there, we're providing them with the houses that we see on the MLS first.
Yeah.
And if they bring that one to us and say, hey, I want to see this, we're going to show it to them, and we're going to do it just as well as any other,
of course,
showing appointment. But the point is that
that doesn't happen until we've run out of other options.
Right.
Because we're looking through our MLS, which is the largest database for us to access in one mm-hmm. in one spot.
Yeah, so I think it's just important that you try to get into our shoes and see it from our perspective and understand how we see it, understand your strategy, and have a game plan. And actually, I think you should align yourself with a real estate agent from the very beginning, no matter what you decide to do. Because at the end of the day, we're going to feel good about steering you in that direction and in the best direction possible to make that decision. And I think we want to be a part of the conversation.
Yeah. And you know, we're here to help. It's really, I know that sounds cliche. It sounds, you know, contrite a little bit, but the fact is that's what we're here to do. We're here to help you. If you're selling your home because you need to move, you've already got some kind of stress going on in your life. We're here to help you through that.
And get you the most money possible.
And get you the most money possible. And that's important, you know, too. Handling all of those things, it requires expertise. You know, by the time we put a home on the market, we've got about $700 to $1,000 invested in that home by the time it actually hits the MLS, mm-hmm. Because of the marketing that we do. You know, we hire professional photographers. We create all of these marketing materials to make sure that a home is visible to as many people as possible.
Yeah, more eyeballs means more showings means more feet in the door, right? And more feet in the door means more competition amongst buyers. More competition amongst buyers means we get more offers. More offers means that we have more options.
Yes.
And we have the ability to get you the most money possible in the market that we're in.
Yes.
And if you never knew if that was really going to happen or not because you never tried that, then you've got one or two, maybe,
yeah.
Eyeballs, maybe.
Well, and then you end up thinking that, oh man, I guess we only got 3 showings and we got 1 offer, and that's as good as it's going to get.
Yeah. And I guess you would never really know.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what we're trying to educate you guys. We want you to know that this is how we see it. And we're open to questions. I think it's important that you ask questions because, you know, we probably have an intelligent answer. And if we don't, we can get it. We can we'll get a good answer. Yeah, exactly. So
great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure to sit with you on a Tuesday afternoon and talk real estate. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to message us. You can find us on Facebook. We're the Maxwell Group at Bloomtree Realty. I'm Kellen Hoskins. This is Chris of Maxwell. And until next week.
All right.
Have a fantastic day and have a great holiday weekend, everybody.